A deal to conserve a popular cross-country ski center near Bennington means its trails will be protected from any future development. A new nonprofit will run the Prospect Mountain Cross-Country Ski Center, and the land will remain open to the public. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman reports.
On paper, Steve Woodham's job title is mountain manager. But when the cook calls in sick, someone has to serve lunch.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it'd be a cup of soup, cheeseburger, and a muffin, and a drink. Yeah.
What kind of soup?
How about the chowder? Yeah.
Whittem has been working at Prospect for about 40 years. In 1992, he and his partner bought the property, and they've pretty much been running it ever since. He cut all the trails, lived through the good seasons and bad, and raised his three kids here. But a few years ago, when the grandchildren started coming and he entered his 60s, Whittem knew it was time to think about what was next.
I bought the place when I was 38, and you still mentally think you're a lot younger, but physically things start to catch up with you. So,
people love Prospect Mountain. A bunch of area schools train here. It's the kind of place where, after a windstorm, volunteers show up with chainsaws to clear the trails. All winter, there are races and after-race celebrations. Whittem says he's only survived this long because of the support he's received, and so he knew from the start he wanted to conserve the land and make sure the trails remained open to the public.
You don't really own a place like this. You run it. And the people who ski here are the ones that really own it. You know what I mean? So you're doing it for the community. I was afraid of what would happen to a private sale.
It took about 3 years for a local group to form and raise the money and then pull the deal together. Some of the trails go into the National Forest, so the federal government was part of finalizing the sale. Dave Newell led the local group. They needed to raise about $265,000. They raised more than $300,000 in the end.
People love Prospect Mountain. It means a lot to them. They love skiing there. They love the lodge. And they want to make sure this goes on. And for them, it's a nice emotional connection to the place. For all of us.
Newell's family spent a lot of time on the trails. One of his sons skied in the Olympics. He says people love the funky lodge and the laid-back vibe and the family atmosphere, but really, it's all about the snow. The base elevation is over 2,000 feet, and the mountain gets and keeps more snow than anywhere else in the area. When conditions are right, the trails are sublime. Chris Williams lives nearby, and he was out on a recent brilliant and cold afternoon. He's been coming out here for about 30 years, and he says for the local economy and for the schools and for folks like him that just want to get out in the winter, saving Prospect Mountain made a lot of sense.
Well, I'm on the planning commission in my little town, and these are the kind of things we try and keep track of. We like to think that that's the Vermont way, and in the best outcomes, it benefits a big, broad swath of the public.
Whittem, the original owner, is staying on for now as the mountain manager, and he says after the deal went through, for the first time, he received a salary he could count on. And he says he'll be back next season, when Prospect Mountain opens back up. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Woodford.